888-8433-4438. That's 888-8433-4438.
This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 30 seconds into the second hour of this worldwide transmission. And I'm fired up. I want to defeat tyranny. I want to energize those that love liberty. All right, I already got into how they're covering up the evidence of government involvement in Columbine continually, trying to burn the records and depositions of the embarrassing information. Also, it's now coming out on ABC News that Bush went AWOL from the Air Force, of course, committing a crime out Clinton and Clinton. He just... When it comes to drug use, selling America out, open borders, gun control, he's more Clinton than Clinton. More human than human, as they say. More New World Order than New World Order. Also, gun owners begin laying down weapons. That's another headline. That's coming up. Right now, your calls as promised. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding patiently.
How are you doing today, Alex?
Good, sir.
First, I just want to give everybody a heads up that at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time on Tech TV, there's going to be a show about the NWO and about our secret societies that run the world. So just to give everybody a little heads up there.
What TV channel is that?
It is on Tech TV at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Is that Text or Tech?
Tech.
Oh, that's that ABC outfit.
Yeah, well, I haven't got a chance to see the program yet.
And they're having a show on the New World Order.
Yes, and besides that, they've also had Trio Network is rerunning the Secret Rules of the World series all this week.
Oh, that I'm in.
Yes, they had David Icke on last night, and tonight the Bilderberg episode is on.
So yeah, I think I'm in all five of those, but I haven't watched all five. But I know I'm in a 1 hour special on Bohemian Grove.
You're in the Bilderberg one. I know you're in that one. I've seen that one before.
Yeah, I'm in the David Icke one too. Have you seen the Bohemian Grove one?
Yes, I did. That was a very good one. That, except for the fact that the British guy, towards the end of the scene, he tried to twist everything to fit more of what he thought.
Well, I mean, it's just classic. It's absolutely classic. Yeah, John Ronson really made me mad. He took footage I shot, and then there's not one racial comment in the whole film, and he goes, "Well, Alex thinks the media covers it up. Maybe he thinks it's Jews." What is that? I mean, they just throw that in there. No, I will not engage in the race stuff. I will not engage in it with the media wants everybody to have everything along racial lines or something. I mean, nothing to do with Jews in that video. It has to do with a bunch of WASP, blue blood, you know, white Anglo-Saxon male Protestants who claim they're Christians engaging in satanic rituals. But they got to throw that in there, and they throw Harry Shearer in there to attack me, who goes to the Grove, who made a whole movie attacking me called Teddy Bear's Picnic. I'll never forget watching that Conan O'Brien piece where it's obviously me and Mike Hansen, and we're the crazies breaking into the Grove. They made a movie, a spoof on what we did. I mean, you talk about propaganda, and Harry Shearer again brings up, it's just amazing. Harry Shearer, you know, brings up, well, I'm Jewish and I go to the Grove. What does that have to do with anything? I'm just so sick of it. Anything else, sir?
Yes, definitely. I had two points I wanted to make. The first was that I am sick of Rush Limbaugh parading around as a conservative when he is nothing more than an elitist racist who has a pulpit shout from. And just this past weekend, the comments, I'm sure you heard about the football, about the black, Donovan McNabb, the black football player.
You know, I've actually got a story here, but let me dig it out. Exactly what did that greasy Mr. That pill gobbling creature have to say?
Well, he said that he sees that there's a social, sort of a social contract in the NFL, and that the papers, that the media in general, are trying to promote a black quarterback, so a lot is invested in Donovan McNabb. And he said that that was so, and he's not good at all, and he threw the race card in there as well.
And, yeah, that's what I was reading, which is ridiculous. I mean, let's face it, we'll be right back. Stay there. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7090 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we were just about to go to Michael in Nevada, but he hung up after we finished up with these this caller we're talking to in Florida. Mike in Florida was talking about the Secret Rulers of the World episodes re-airing on the Trio Network that I'm in. I didn't know that was happening. I know it's aired all over the world. And by the way, in that documentary, the heads of the Bohemian Grove, the head office in San Francisco, admits, yes, Mr. Jones snuck in. Yes, he got footage of our ritual. And, you know, Mr. Jones has been making a big deal out of it. It's just a theatrical production that you've been doing for 120-something years in secret with world leaders flying in, the darkest occult activities carried out in eyes wide shut fashion. Sure, sure, sure you do. And you just make all these big decisions there, and it's in Skull and Bones is no big deal either. You're just following some of the deepest black magic rituals out there that are thousands of years old. It's all just in fun. Sure. Let's go ahead. And, Mike, you were making another point. You were talking about something when we hit the last break. Go ahead.
I just wanted to finish up on the Rush point. I happened to catch a show yesterday, and I was curious to figure out how he was going to spin this one anyways. And basically what he had to say was that it was lefties at ESPN based also teaming with the lefties in the political spectrum that were out to get him and were spinning what he said to be racist words, and it was all a plot by the left.
Well, let me just say this. It's a plot by the New World Order. I mean, you take the Paris Band from Paris, Texas, a town outside Dallas. They go, they have a reenactment of World War II. They have the flags of World War II. People see a swastika and go into mindless convulsions of hatred. But then it's okay if Arnold says he loves Hitler. I mean, that just shows the mindless response. I mean, and now I guess if you go see a Hollywood movie and there's a Nazi in it, you must scream and throw things at the screen and run out of the theater yelling, "Nazis are attacking, Nazis are attacking." Now, that shows political correctness gone just into the extreme, almost the religious nature now of you know, some type of mindless Eastern cult or something. But from the quote I got here of Limbaugh, he was saying, well, you know, they want to, there's a big push to put black quarterbacks in. And there's a push everywhere else to put blacks into positions of power. And obviously there is affirmative action, and there is a move to do that, and it is discrimination, and it's wrong. But it really is a stupid statement concerning sports because, I mean, let's face it, and Harry Caray got in trouble for saying this. It's like saying the sun came up this morning. Blacks dominate not just the muscle sports, but skill sports, a lot of the brain sports. I mean, they're and again, Harry Caray got in a bunch of trouble for stating something that's a fact. I mean, I'm a European. I am the result of attempts by the nobles to make me smaller and weaker and stupid, to manage me. I have serf blood in me. I also have what they call high blood. Now, in this country, it's the Smithsonian Institution, folks. There were giant breeding camps in this country for African Americans. And I've been at the Smithsonian. I have looked at the family Bibles, the breeding programs. And so let's face it, folks, that is where a lot of that super genetic skill, which was already there. I mean, you go to Africa and you know, the Kenyans and the Marathons and the rest of it. But to say there's not differences in races, you take a race that was already in a very dangerous climate with very dangerous animals around them, and then you take that species of human, and you half the blacks die on the way over in the coffin ships, half of them dying coming over here in the coffin ships, already the stronger survive, then the incredible type labor that blacks were put under, the backbreaking labor. And it was survival of the fittest. So you look at Europe. Well, you take Arnold Schwarzenegger. There were some breeding programs by the Romans to make their slaves bigger. And anyone with a Schwartz before their name, that was generally a Gaul or a Visigoth seal by the Romans that this was a bred slave. So when you hear Schwarzkopf, Schwarzenegger, that's a breeding program, a several thousand-year-old breeding program. This is just history, folks. So we're all the product of breeding. Let's just be honest. That's why you get some of these really big Germans. Napoleon had all the big French killed off because he put the big French in the front lines. The French used to be really big, some of the French from the breeding lines. If you had a lower name, you were bigger. Now, the British, if you had a... And what does Schwartz mean? It means black. Nothing to do with Africans at the time. It means you were always in the dirt working in the earth. And Schwarzenegger means black plowman. Schwarzkopf means black head. So this is just history. Now I had family that came here as slaves, as indentured servants. Now, England had a more sophisticated model because they found that the Romans had trouble suppressing their populations because they did not breed their slaves to be dumb. They bred them to be intelligent and large. And that started backfiring on them with the white slaves they had out of Western Europe, okay, and some out of the East as well. Now you go over to what England did is they would purposely give you subsistence diet, and literally over generations, the serfs got very short. The Aztecs did this too. They would keep their underclasses under control. They would kill those that were larger or smarter. This is on the record. So the Aztecs and the British, strangely enough, came up with similar systems on their own to try to create a drone. You notice the British are real big on dog breeding. So let's just be honest. We're all products of tyranny here, whether we're Native Americans or whether we're black or whether we're white. Look at the British model with the Native Americans, putting them on a small piece of land, not giving them enough food to live, controlling them, breaking up their families. It's the same thing today. Now, comments to what I just said.
Well, yes, I agree with you 100%, and I'm glad you brought up slavery, because I want to talk, my last point was I wanted to talk about a different kind of slave, and that's the slaves of Unicor and of the federal prison industries. And what they're doing to help destroy the current market and what they're doing to kill the middle class and to steal jobs and to steal money away from good, hardworking people with their shady tactics with the Department of Justice.
Absolutely. That is, and look, folks, we've got 5.5 million people in federal prison. It's easily 3 million in the other prisons and jails. So it's well over 7 million, 7.5 million last numbers I saw. They had some new number, 5.5. That's not accurate. I go to Justice Department numbers. And then there's tens of millions on parole or on some type of agreed release, some adjudicated system. And it's just terrible. And then the good old boys out there say, well, we ought to make them work. Folks, they're working for 20 cents an hour on average, actually 18 cents an hour on average. Highest wage is 25 cents an hour to buy stuff from the commissary. And, I mean, how do you compete against 25 cents an hour? How do you do that?
Can't.
Absolutely. So let's be honest. Slavery is alive and well in America. But Rush Limbaugh, did you hear about this whole pill-popping story?
I heard that Florida is investigating him for having an addiction to prescription pills, illegally obtaining them.
Which, I mean, look, I'm not going to bash Limbaugh for that if that's true. It's in the New York Daily News and the Associated Press. Looks like he's going to get in a lot of trouble over this. But, I mean, I broke my leg, had a compound fracture years ago, and luckily I don't like drugs, I guess, other than caffeine. I can't seem to get off coffee, but I hate the way those drugs make me feel. So in 3 or 4 days I was off of them after having major surgery, and they were like, how can you do this? We're going to give you 3 weeks of these pills. I didn't want them. But some people take that for a bad back or something. It's over. I mean, they're on them for the rest of their lives, and just terrible, absolutely terrible. I believe that I know that Limbaugh has talked about one of the few things I agree with him on, where he's actually being a real freedom lover, is decriminalization. And I've actually found some of the text of him for decriminalization years ago. If he's been for decriminalization, and we can confirm that, which it looks like it's confirmed, I really don't think that Limbaugh should go down for that. But maybe it'll teach these pimps of the establishment a lesson. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I just read a decriminalization. I'm all for that. I just read a figure that of the people that were put in jail for drug offenses in California in 2001, 76% of all the abusers and offenders that were put in were marijuana users.
Oh, of course they don't. And at the same time, the bigger the war on drugs gets, the more drugs. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Angus in Canada, then Jim and Warren and others. Angus, you're on the air. You ever had any Angus beef, Angus?
Oh, yes, many times, Alex.
That black Angus is really tasty. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I thought I'd call and respond to your story on handguns in Canada. I happen to be listening to the local news here in Edmonton, Alberta.
Well, for those that just joined us, I'll hold you over. For those that don't know, tell them what the story concerns.
Well, basically, how many murders have declined since the introduction of their draconian gun registration law?
Well, that's their spin. But if you look at the old numbers, it shows more murders with knives than guns.
Right. That's what I was going to get into. You said we were going to hold over.
Yeah, go ahead. But...
Oh, okay. Very good. So what they're in this news broadcast last night, the reporter made the statement that, of course, you know, the main problem still is handguns, and the reason that there's a problem with handguns is, of course, the United States' fault, because Canada gets more guns from them than any other country.
The UN, they've gone to the UN and called for the UN to come in and stop our manufacture. That's under UNIDIR, which says that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And power monopoly of the state, folks, is a fancy way of saying dictatorship. You owning guns threatens their dictatorship. Stay there, sir. I'll let you finish up from Canada.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, folks. Alex Jones here, back live. We're talking to Angus in Canada. And I might as well just go ahead and read this article since he called in about it. More people were killed with knives than guns in 2002, says Statistics of Canada. This is out of Canada, the CP, Ottawa newspaper. More people were killed with knives than guns last year, Statistics Canada says. Well, it's like that a lot of years here in the U.S., too. Baseball bats almost kill more than guns. Cars, a lot more. And Canada's homicide rate rose after 2 years of relative stability. Oh, you've banned most of the guns, and the homicide rate's risen. That always happens. And the criminals are using guns and knives. The agency reported Wednesday. At the same time, the production proportion of homicides committed with firearms fell to an all-time low. Stabbings, the most common method in 2002, accounted for 31% of homicides, followed by shootings in 26%, beatings 21%, and strangulation or suffocation 11%. Well, I'll say this, too. If the government ever wants to get all our guns and thinks it's going to be easy on them after that, whatever happened to the butter knife brigade? With a butter knife, you can get all the guns you want if you're willing to use that butter knife. But, again, we're trying to fix things peaceably, my friends. But let's go back to Angus. Angus, go ahead, sir.
Well, one of those things that's not mentioned in that article is the skyrocketing of incidents of home invasions.
Well, I keep a dog myself. Actually, it admits almost all forms of crime are up, including burglary of habitats. So, yes, you're now turning into a total cesspool of crime, just like England and New York. Every time you take the guns, crime explodes.
Yes. Now, you also mentioned earlier, you mentioned about Sudan and the oppression of Christians by the Muslim regime that's in there. It's important to note
the Muslim regime that works for the big British oil companies.
Well, yes, the oil keeps that regime afloat, and it's controlled and out of Calgary, Alberta, by Talisman Energy. Now they claim they've done some divestiture, but I know people in them. All they've done is paperwork. You have another plant here in Edmonton called Sherritt International. It brings in Cuban ore, processes it, and then sends it into the United States as Canadian product. They've even got Cuban flags up. It's bizarre. Where should I stop? I had an incident where I had to contact the Edmonton Police Department. Now, most policing in Canada is taken care of by the RCMP, but some municipalities take it upon themselves, and Edmonton is one. This officer came. He was very antagonistic. You know, I was a big intrusion to him. But what I noticed...
Well, how dare
have you ever
you
noticed?
Call, you mean you called on your God, your Lord?
No. I had to
I mean, we work for them now. We're their slaves.
Yeah, right. Anyhow, have you ever seen a police officer wear a cross-draw holster? I've never seen it. I've always seen police officers with their gun on their hip. I have only seen banditos and gunfighters in the movies wear it across their belly. And this man showed up at my house with this holster on his belly. Now, that tells me a lot. He's looking for something. He'll find it eventually.
Well, only banditos wear black ski masks. I mean, we always know that executioners, inquisitioners, evil people wear black masks. But now, the good guys wear the black mask, and torture's good, and, well,
oh, yeah.
Government's good. And
oh, yeah. Well, keep in mind, when you're buying any products, Canada is the original fascist nation in North America. They are prostitutes to the United Nations. They are no friend of the United States. And
Well, here's my comment. We're all being merged together right now, but explain this to me. So why was his lordship at your house?
Oh, well, I don't really want to get into that. What I had to do is I had to make something a matter of record. And so I needed to call the police and have them show up.
I understand
up so
you get
robbed
or something happens. But so the lordship shows up, and he was angry that you had called upon him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was pretty pathetic. Once they found out that I couldn't be buffaloed, though, they weren't real happy with that. But I got what I wanted.
Did he talk into his wristwatch and say, "I got one that can see"?
Oh, God. Yeah. You know what? I'm sure they did once they left. But I did let them know that I would under no circumstances... See, I helped apprehend a suspect in a crime not a month ago and turned it over to them. That'll never happen again. Never. And I grew up where the police were the good guys. You know what? All they are thugs now. They're the muscle for the politicians running their own agenda.
10 years ago, longer than that now, in college... one of my dad's friends was about to retire, big federal marshal here in Texas, and he was one of the head guys, and he just pulled me aside and said, don't ever get into law enforcement. I hadn't really been thinking about it, but I'd mentioned to my dad. He goes, unless you're a criminal. He said, things aren't the same, Alex. He said, don't join it. He said, unless you're a criminal. Thanks for the call there, Angus. I mean, it's true, folks. Look at them. They dress like goons. We're a third world cesspit. It makes me sick. We'll be right back with more of your calls and more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines.
Back Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Jim and Warren and Jay and Eric and Wyatt, many others. I'm getting to you here in just a few minutes. Let me just hit on some of this news right now. Did Bush serve? This is from ABC News. Now, for listeners of this show or other shows of this network, you know that Bush showed up basically in a cocaine-induced, Jack Daniels-induced coma. Almost crashed his plane over and over again, had the worst ratings possible. Normally, you'd be grounded, wouldn't be allowed to fly with this. You would wash out over and over again. He was just an absolute complete danger. He looked like a beatnik, long hair, eyebrows grown together, big old sandals flapping along. And I'm not bashing you, that's what you look like. I just want you to know this is what your neocon is. You basically look like Michael Savage did. The little buddies, of course. Did Bush serve? Well, no, the beatnik didn't. I mean, I'm serious, folks. This guy makes me sick. Claims he was an Alabama guard, but there's no record. And it says Governor George W. Bush's campaign workers have concluded that no documents exist showing he reported for duty with the Alabama National Guard as ordered in 72. They are looking for people who served with him to verify his story. Folks, they've done whole shows. I've done whole segments, but, I mean, Dave and Joyce have probably done, I don't know, 20 shows on this. Every time I tune in, they're talking about it. Because it is important. Because, you know, Joyce is a captain in the military. She knows you don't just walk off for a year and a half of what you're signed up for. You go to jail if you do that, or you get a dishonorable discharge, and it ruins your life. You can't own a firearm. It's a serious business. Can't own a firearm. This guy's got the nuclear football, a little beady-eyed, blue-blood British citizen. Not bashing the British or English people. You're great folks. I mean, just your elites are bad. Don't want to get accused of being anti-white or racist here. You know, I can't say England's bad here. We're so politically correct, I can be arrested. I'm not being sarcastic now. My last name's Jones, folks. I'm from that area. So. But the point is, I just got to be careful. I don't like the British aristocracy, which Bush is part of, according to Reuters. A bunch of articles from Reuters. But let me get back into this. Governor Jordan, let me. Now, of course, they do admit they have the hay bales and the fake tractors and all that out the ranch, so I have to get in my fake mindset when I talk about Bush. Governor Jordan W. Bush's campaign workers have concluded, folks that do fake Texas accents, this is how they talk, so I gotta do it, that no documents exist showing he reported for duty with the Alabama National Guard as ordered in 1972. They're looking for people who served with him to verify his story. Dan Bartlett, now let me go into a real Bush accent. Dan Bartlett, a spokesman for Bush's Republican presidential campaign, said he reviewed another 200-page packet of documents last week from the National Guard's records repository in Denver. I have read it, and there is nothing earth-shattering, he said. The campaign, I'm doing my Atlantic accent, not my English accent. The campaign was looking for payroll records that would show Bush reported for duty with the Guard in Montgomery, Alabama, a temporary assignment, adjustment away from the Texas National Guard to accommodate Bush while he was working on the unsuccessful Senate campaign of former Postmaster General Winton Blount. And it goes on to say, records may be gone. Those records are missing. Well, the records have been found from Texas that he did walk off, that he did leave. That much is clear. Then they try to claim because it shows he walked off and that nothing was done because Daddy was director of the CIA at the time. You don't mess with that guy. He done some work in Dallas a few years before in 63. This is a very important young lieutenant of the New World Order. And you don't mess with his boy. But records may be gone, and they go into all that and beat around the bush with it. And General said Bush did not report. Now they've talked to the general. And the campaign was surprised in May when retired General William Turnipseed, if I'm pronouncing that right, said Bush did not report to him, although the young airman was required to do so. His orders, dated September 15, 72, that Lieutenant Bush should report to Lieutenant Colonel William Turnipseed. It's Turnipseed. I'm sorry, it's a nice name. It's interesting, though. I never heard of the Turnipseed. DCO to perform equivalent training. Bush served as a pilot in the Texas Air National Guard from May of 68 to October 73, primarily flying F-102 fighter interceptors at Ellington Air Force Base south of Houston. Yeah, right. Again, they say he's the worst pilot ever seen, basically. That people were terrified to be anywhere near him, that they basically just told him, hey, just sit out for a while. He had the worst ratings over and over again. Normally you have one bad rating, one bad mistake. If it wasn't caused by some type of mechanical error or something, you do one more, you're out. He had just dozens of them. He was just a careening psychopath. And then they let him fly, folks, because you don't mess with the CIA director's boy. Okay, I don't want to rant and rave about that anymore. There's an interesting article here out of the Vail News, and it says, are you ready for a militarized police force? The Bush administration is calling for the repeal of the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, a law passed after the Civil War to prohibit the deployment of federal military forces onto American streets to control civilian action, otherwise known as martial law. And it goes into this investigation by Sonoma State University Project Censored Winner of the second most censored story of the Pentagon's domestic operations. By the way, I tied with this guy for second place for this award this year for my Patriot Act article. And interesting little story here about what they have turned our country into. The United States Army Field Manual 19-15, entitled Civilian Disturbances, issued in 1985, is designed to equip soldiers with the tactics, techniques, procedures necessary to suppress dissent. Says that the manual states that crowd control formations may be employed to disperse, contain, or block a crowd. Employed to disperse a crowd, they are particularly effective in urban areas because they enable the control force to split a crowd into smaller segments. And then it goes into how the police and military are now showing up. It just sounds familiar. In February of 15, 2003, peace rally in New York City was broken up, and troops are showing up, more and more events, more and more checkpoints, and it is martial law, folks. It's not freedom when you have this type of stuff going on. I wanted to tell you what's going on over in, well, good old kangaroo land. And if you look at England, the U.S., New Zealand, Australia, and Canada, what I call the echelon group of countries, because they all share in the echelon NSA system. They all have the same programs, the same social service networks. They follow trends in the same direction, the same administration, operations, the same directives. And 5 years ago, they said, we're banning almost all rifles and handguns. You got to register the others. And some of their citizens refused. United States Marine Corps troops were used in some towns, according to the Associated Press, to confiscate guns from Australian citizens. They now come back and become police officers and the like. And Crocodile Dundee, the real Crocodile Dundee, this was actually even in the NRA magazine, surprisingly enough, the real Crocodile Dundee, Mr. Australia, you know, the big game tracker and alligator wrestler, you know, all-around tough guy, good-looking guy, too, a lot better looking than the guy they had play it in the movie, but he looked a lot like that guy, the Hogan character. Before I get a bunch of emails, no, that actor was not killed. Every time I talk about this, even when I read the article 4 or 5 years ago, I get calls, what do you mean? I saw him on a TV interview the other day. He's not dead. Not the actor. The real Crocodile Dundee, okay? And I'm not talking down to you. I know the most of you hear what I'm saying, but a lot of you are listening halfway or something. I'm not saying they killed Paul Hogan or whatever his name is. Let's make that clear. The real Mr. Australia, the guy who they admit has brought billions to the state, to the country. And he was out of his house. He would not turn his guns in. He said, no, leave me alone. And they sent a SWAT team out. They opened fire on him. He killed two of the thugs, two of the goons, and they basically sat there for hours shooting into the house until they'd killed him. A guy with no criminal record, just wanted to be left alone, out in the bush. And the cops, to make an example, said, he won't turn his guns in. Let's go out there and take him. And they showed up at his house, and they killed him. I want to add that to you. Now they're taking all the guns, and it says gun owners begin laying down weapons. This is out of the Australian Advertiser. South Australian gun owners yesterday started giving up their weapons as part of the latest gun buyback. Up to 10,000 handguns, mostly used for sport shooting, are expected to be collected by South Australia by March 31 as part of the national scheme. March 31st is part of the national scheme. Among earlier arrivals yesterday were a .44 caliber Magnum worth about $800 and a Smith & Wesson semi-automatic handgun worth about $1,000. Last December, the Commonwealth and the states and territories agreed to tighten control of the handguns used for sport shooting or held in historical collections. The restrictions are based on the caliber, barrel length, and magazine capacity. They're basically banning everything now. And there was an article 2 weeks ago where they went into one Australian town, quote, using the army because they didn't think people turned in all their guns, and the army was going door to door confiscating all the guns. I mean, that's pathetic, folks. That's total tyranny. Troops taking guns. Australia was freer than we are just 10 years ago. And now it is a cesspool. They're taking everybody's land. They're bringing in masses of illegals. They're legalizing all these different people, balkanizing the country, breaking it up. It's just so sad to see another country fall the New World Order. And folks are going to do it here. Last week, the Republicans introduced their most draconian gun control bill ever seen. It's S-22, and Our Lady of Peace Act, a bunch of other gun bills rolled into one. Ever seen a shrink? Won't be able to own a gun. Ever had a misdemeanor? Can't own a gun. Everything you do, put into a gun database. As gun owners reported here on this show, this is really part of the Total Information Awareness Network. Local police departments is part of the new Matrix Grid. They call it the Matrix Control Grid. That's their own statement, by the way. Is collecting data on everything, not just on gun owners, but through this enacting law. It's horrible. It's worse than the 68 Gun Control Act by light years, and the NRA is for it. Oh, we're in trouble. Please wake up before it's too late, folks. Wake up to Limbaugh and Hannity and all these guys that they're shills. They will not tell you about real stuff that's happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Colorado. Jim, thank you for holding so long. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Alex. How are you today?
Good, my friend.
Want to compliment you on the great work that you're doing. I try to listen to you every day. I got a comment here about the Columbine incident. Shortly afterwards, I was reading either the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post. They said in this article, about 2 weeks prior to the Columbine massacre, the then director, Louis Free, director of the FBI, his son was at the Columbine school, walking down the hallway, videotaping the halls, dressed like like Klebold and Harris in black trench coats?
Yes. In fact, in my giant files, I have that article. I've interviewed those reporters. I did shows on this a couple years ago, a bunch of shows on it. And when you add all the pieces together, you've got the son of a prominent FBI agent who founded the Trench Coat Mafia, 2020, in 1993, no, excuse me, 1992, this is in the takeover, did a 2020 piece about Littleton was the pilot school there at Columbine for death education. A girl died locked in a coffin. The teachers would dress up like vampires. And folks, this is 2020, okay? I mean, that's how insane. Something's going on at that school, buddy.
Incredible.
Well, so what do you think's going on? I say a mind control operation. You start adding all this together, them sealing all the documents, the police admitting they shot some of the children reporting they saw other men. I mean, you can't make stuff up like this. Coffins and crazy teachers and locking kids up in coffins till they die. And
sounds demonic.
Oh, no, it sounds, well, no, Christian conservatism. Satanism is Christian. Being Christian is devil now, see? That's the whole, if you're in the gay porno mags and you love Hitler, you're good. If you hate Hitler, you're a Nazi.
The other thing I wanted to mention, too, I purchased your excellent 911 tape, The Road to Tyranny, and I happened to see Daddy Bush, George Bush Sr., speaking on 9/11 of the year 91. I thought, what a coincidence. That was exactly 10 years before 9/11 occurred. Did you notice that on your tape?
Yes, sir. We did notice that. And, again, every State of the Union, he talked about the New World Order.
Yes.
And here you have him years before on 9/11 talking about a New World Order can't emerge.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Alex, and keep up the great work.
Hey, I appreciate your call, sir.
You betcha.
And that's a lot of. You know, that's why September 11th took place right around 9/11, because that's when you have the State of the Union, and then he has to, quote, cancel it and grandstand as your savior for a few days and have it. And let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Warren. And, Warren, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Northeast Colorado.
Another Coloradan. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's good to hear you on 1360. Nothing against 1060 at Longmont. They started this whole thing, but 1360 sure has a better signal.
Well, all of the stations that pick up this show are great in Colorado, and I hope people will spread the word about all of them. They're all wonderful folks.
Yeah, just a quick comment on Columbine. I remember that day when that was going on, and these SWAT guys were walking behind a armored car, and just the whole thing, I just couldn't believe how wimpy these guys were looking. That's what hit me the first.
Well, SWAT teams normally rush into schools, and these guys aren't cowards. They do it. They go indoors all the time. They were ordered to stand down. This is on the record. They were ordered to stand down for 4 hours while the feds did their work inside, and that's on the record. Harris and Kleibold didn't put 100 bombs in there, folks.
Well, I just want those SWAT guys to know just how dumb they looked, and it was pretty obvious. So that's about my only comment. It was a horrible thing. And
well, everybody calls them cowards, and so they made them take the blame, and all the police are cowards. No, it's worse than that, sir. I mean, they were ordered for 4 hours to stand there while people bled to death while they could get the evidence out of the inside.
Yeah, I remember some of the articles, there were some police officers that wanted to just go in right away, and they were literally restrained from rushing in.
These guys rush into stuff all the time. They weren't. They trained for this all the time. They were ordered. You stay right there. You don't go in.
And the kids
that came out said, "Yeah, there were these other big men, these military men shooting the children." Thank you. We'll cut away from that now. Back to Harris and Kleibold.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's very transparent, and I think everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah,
Thank you, Alex.
I've been on a bunch of Colorado radio shows, and I've been on this one for years, and when we do shows on it, everybody agrees. Are you done? Did you want to add something else? Okay, great. Thank you for the call. Really good points. We'll talk to Jay and Eric and a bunch of other people when we get back and get to a bunch of other news. I haven't even scratched the surface yet. Got a final segment this hour, then we got the third hour straight ahead, so I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be back. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery. Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I got a star on my car. All right, folks, final segment here in this hour. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into some of these other little news articles here, like Kuwait foil smuggling of chemicals, bio-warheads from Iraq. Oh, really? Also, devious new viruses, attacks on the rise. And there's a bunch of gun control news. Look at this propaganda. Americans want President Bush and Congress to renew the assault weapons ban. Oh, don't worry, Bush will, because he's so conservative. And conservative critics blast NAACP's opposition to Caucasian Student Club. Well, I don't understand. Why can you have a black, Hispanic, Asian student club, but you can't have Caucasian clubs? I don't understand that. Why can't you have white entertainment television? I mean, are whites just so inherently evil? Well, I mean, there's blacks and Asians running slavery all over the world right now. No, all men have a capacity to be evil, but I see no problem people having clubs, German clubs, French clubs, Jewish clubs, black clubs, white clubs, Mexican clubs, Venezuelan clubs. I mean, give me a break, folks. They make everything dirty. They make everything bad. There's nothing wrong with liking your heritage. But again, the New World Order can't have that. They can't have anybody having their culture, anybody having their own identity. They want to destroy that, turn us all into little Ken dolls and Barbie dolls, basically. Also, L.A. Times, Schwarzenegger groped Hollywood women. He is a maniac, folks. But I mean, that's pretty bad, but that's nothing compared to the other stuff he's up to. Loving Hitler and stuff. Well, I guess that's a positive now. You get awards from the Simon Wiesenthal Center when you say you admire Hitler. I just can't ever get over that. And a bunch of other cities, Atlanta, Chicago, others moving against the Patriot Act. Just a bunch of other key news that is coming up in the next hour. There's a Russian roulette star terrified. What do you hear of this? Mind control expert Darren Brown is told how his television game of Russian roulette could go horribly wrong and admits he feels terrified. We're talking about the running man, folks. This is it. We'll get to that. And just we'll get into Rush Limbaugh and his pill-popping escapades. So that's coming up as well. Now, again, we're here at the end of the hour. I'm very predictable, and I want to spend a few minutes encouraging every single one of you out there. But number one, get videos that I know are waking up the majority of the people that see it. I mean, that's a big deal, to have something that works, to have something that wakes somebody up, like 911, The Road to Tyranny, that covers the history of government-sponsored terror, the Northwoods document, Oklahoma City, September 11th, the first World Trade Center attack the FBI carried out, the police state, the New World Order, the concentration camps. It's an incredible film. It's got the Abby Newman stop in it. It's just famous saying all Christians are terrorists, all founding fathers are bad, anyone that loves the Constitution is an enemy, needs to be put in the FEMA camp. I mean, it's all in the film. 911, The Road to Tyranny, deprograms, 90% of those that will watch the whole thing. I mean, the New World Order better look out if you people take action. Get the video, make copies. If you've got it and haven't made copies, make some copies. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is now out. It's an amazing film. I'm really proud of that film. Most extensive film we've got. It's highbrow stuff. It's graduate level. Then we've got the books, Ordered Out of Chaos by Paul Watson, that I'm very proud of, that I published. 330-something pages. It's 1995. Get a second book when you order another one for only $11.95 to give as a gift this Christmas or as a birthday present. Don't wait. Get Descent into Tyranny. Get Order Out of Chaos. Get my videos. You get a big discount when you get three or more of any of the nine videos. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Order today. Order tonight. Order now. Toll-free number to order by phone as well is 1-888-253-3139. We also got some great audio CDs by George Humphrey about the New World Order and September 11th, Eric Hufschmidt book and other materials. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for...